This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is a knee-to-know basis.
Haha, very, very nice intro there.
Listen, I think everyone knows I've had a relationship with Allegheny Health Network for over three decades. Many of my dear friends work with AHN and Highmark, and there is none closer than Dr. Mayo, who is the head of the orthopedics division, team physician of the Pirates. And you know Humpty Dumpty, believe me, he's put me together more times than not. Ankle fusion, 04, absolutely successful. Knee operations, the best of the best, has really been a lifesaver. And just, I absolutely love him. My personal physician is his dear friend, who's a part of the Orthopedic Institute, Dr. Snell. And you and I have been going round and round about your knees for the longest time. And I said, look, this is the call you got to make. So you made it. And they are doing incredible things, things that I really believe in. And one of them is PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And you had that done on your knee yesterday. So talk about that experience that you got done in Cannonsburg.
Yeah, so you know, obviously, jury's still out on it. The knee looks like I definitely you know, got it inflamed this morning, but I'm excited. I think it's going to help me a lot, and they did an awesome job. You know, about an hour procedure, and looking forward to being able to do the things that I enjoy to do without the hesitations or the limitations of pain. So,
well, believe me, they will fix you, believe me, like you have never thought you could ever be fixed, and you'll be fine.
I'll say this, anybody I've talked to that's had any kind of a PRP injection, whether it's in their thumb, their knee, their shoulder, they said, you know, it's been pretty incredible. So I'm very hopeful.
All right. Listen, this guy is a good friend, Lance O'Brien. They are the best when it comes to Medicare. He's here today to talk about a number of things that they do. And again, 888-818-6334. We're the only one that actually has those live advisors every Saturday waiting to talk to you in person if you need anything up until noon. And if you want to make an appointment, it's always nice to do that too. Never charge for their services. So we got a lot to get to today. So without further ado, here he is, the official announcement, your host, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so I think a lot to cover today. We want to jump into the final notice, which is going to come out in a few days. And I'll just kind of really, we only talk about this once or twice a year, so people are probably not experts on it. But I think it's important to really understand because it has massive impact on the Medicare landscape and the Medicaid landscape on a yearly basis. We're going to do a deeper dive into Original Medicare today, which is Part A and B. But I also want to spend a little bit of time talking about those that are new to Medicare. You know, people ask us all the time, well, now that AEP and OEP is over, what do you do? Well, first thing I'll say is there's still two enrollment periods. Now, they're not so much driven by exact dates, but we have SEPs, special enrollment periods. So if there's people out there that are having trouble with their prescriptions and costs, and they think they might qualify for a assistance, that assistance enables them, Rob, whether they have PACE or PACENET, to make one change during the year. So, you know, and there's like 20 of those special enrollments, so I'm not going to list them all today, but we're still helping people all the time. And then the big one, though, really, is once we hit April 1st, we start to get into the time of year where people are moving towards summer and retirement. We are helping so many people now that are going to be getting onto Medicare for the first time, so never a dull moment, exciting times, and really looking forward to helping people. So I do want to share a real quick story, though. We had somebody who read a recent article that we had put in the Post-Gazette, you know, because we're there on Sundays and Thursdays now. And they had not worked with us up until this point in time, and they had switched plans, and as a part of their old plan, they were supposed to receive a reimbursement from the provider for some dental work. And they had submitted the claims, and unfortunately, they weren't really getting much traction So they read the article about how we help people with just ongoing challenges that they might have. Long story short, called us. We got all their bills. We made some phone calls and got the approval for them, about $2,200 in dental reimbursement that they're going to get back in their own pocket. That's not a bad, that's not a bad deal.
You guys are amazing.
So that was great, you know, because again, it's not just about, hey, we'll teach you how Medicare works or we'll review your plan. But listen, Rob, this is insurance. It doesn't always go easy. Everything's not perfect, right? And when there's challenges, I love that we have a dedicated team that is going to assist people to see if they can get what they're really looking for.
Listen, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, but I've been to your offices many times. You handle all my stuff. And I'm not, I am a little biased, but I'm being spot on when I say you have such compassion for people. And I don't know where it comes from, your mom, your dad, your religious background, your wife, the environment, but you are all cookie cutter. You just put that client first. I mean, I've seen Lauren do it, Sean do it, where you drop everything. Mark, somebody comes up to you, we're out at an appearance or I'm in the office, even the receptionist. They go the extra mile.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say definitely for me, it comes from my mom. You know, my mom, I could tell stories, but I don't want to spend the time this morning. But she just really demonstrated open house to everyone, take care of everyone, make sure that everyone gets what they want. And then, you know, spending 25 years helping people in church world and stuff kind of was an easy transition. I'll just say that.
Well, listen, I see it. You know, I mentioned Pat DeMeo earlier, exact same way.
Yeah.
Ed Snell, exact same way. There are just certain people that get it. And I think it all starts with your family and how you were raised and what you were taught. And all I can say is your mom must have been a very special person for sure. All right. Now, look, I want to remind everyone, you've got to make that appointment. If you have any questions about what you're dealing with when it comes to your Medicare, and you can do it right now because we have live advisors standing by. 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. So let's go a little day in history.
Yeah, let's do it. So going back a couple hundred years, 1792, George Washington exercises the first presidential veto to strike down a congressional bill to increase the number of seats for the northern states in the House of Representatives. Ooh. So, yeah, so this day, first president, first veto. 1923, Firestone Tire and Rubber Company starts producing inflatable tires.
You know, to me, that's a cool story.
It is a cool story.
I mean, if you've ever been to that part of Ohio and the golf course and the name Firestone growing up, I don't know, I got a special place in my heart for it.
Yeah, Tiger Woods owned that tournament for a few years too, didn't he?
They should have renamed the course.
They should have. 1927, before there was a Michael Phelps, Johnny Weissmuller sets world records in both the 100 meters and 200 meter freestyle swimming events on this day, 1927.
He was the man.
He was really, really good. Swimming's gotten really popular. I see it all the time for high school. This day, 1965, the 37th Academy Awards, My Fair Lady wins.
Was that Audrey Hepburn?
No, Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews
and Rex Harrison.
Rex Harrison.
Oh. Yep. So, and then last but not least, and we'll spend a little bit of time talking about this before we go to...
No, My Fair Lady, that's who Audrey Hepburn was in My Fair Lady with, what's his name? Rex Harrison.
Yeah, that says Julie Andrews. I don't know.
You said she won for Mary Poppins, right?
I think so.
Yeah, but as far as Rex Harrison...
The picture won.
Yes.
Yes.
His co-star was... Audrey Hepburn.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I did not know that.
Okay.
You're straightening me up. I'm glad that's not the trivia question today.
I'm the only person who has this useless information. That's Turner Classic Movies right there.
That's good information. And then on this date in 1987, Wayne Gretzky wins his seventh straight NHL scoring title. And it's amazing just how far ahead in total points he is than any other player.
Well, you know, your trivia question now... you know, there's still a little bit more to do before this thing is done.
Not this one trivia question. So,
okay.
So I looked it up. He has 2,857 points, almost 1,000 more than his next closest, which is Jaromir Jagr. And then when I wrote these notes a few days ago, we know last night Alexander Ovechkin tied him.
Got two.
For the most goals. So ready for the trivia question?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Here's the trivia question.
Go ahead.
What player recently passed Wayne Gretzky to become the only player in NHL history to record 20 seasons averaging at least a point per game?
Listen, this is a major milestone, and this hits close to home.
Well, yeah, when you pass Wayne Gretzky for anything when it comes to hockey, but you know you're good.
I'll leave you with this as we go to break. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question, you get a $15 Get-Go gas card. 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. But here's what's ironic. They're tied now, okay? Gretzky and Ovechkin, most goals in a career of all time. If he surpasses him tomorrow against the Islanders, he will do it in his 1,486th game. That was the exact amount that Gretzky scored the final goal.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
So get to the lottery. And all right, again, we'll take a short break. He has a lot to get to, but if you want to set up that appointment, 888-818-6334. We're going to run the seminars and all the other good stuff, too. It's the Inside Connection MediConnect on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We added a little ELO just for you, a little musical selection. Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra. So strike up the band. We're back. It's the Inside Connection. I'm getting it from all angles today. Anyway, by the way, if you have any questions about your Medicare or health care, you want to get in here and talk to the man, you can call us at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. All right, where do we begin, Lance?
Well, let's get the trivia question out there again, just so everybody's got it loud and clear. What player recently passed Wayne Gretzky to become the only player in NHL history to record 20 seasons, averaging at least a point a game?
And the winner has already been announced moments ago, and here it is. It's Anna in Cranberry Township, so you're going to give the winning answer.
Yeah, so it's our very own Sidney Crosby, and he is moving up the charts as well as one of the all-time leading scorers. The second leading scorer all-time in NHL history, do you know who that is?
Gordie Howe.
Jaromir Jagr.
Ah!
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of Pittsburgh trivia, so thanks to Anna this morning.
Yeah, good stuff. And by the way, do you realize that Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin came in the league the exact same year?
Mm-hmm.
Exact same age.
Yeah.
So we're witnessing two great, great players in the waning years of their career, but if they get a PRP treatment, they may stick around for a couple more
years. Speaking of great players, how about Aaron Judge being in town?
Listen, he hit a homer last night.
Yeah.
We lose. That's okay. We'll get him today. But here's the thing. Going into that game, they scored like 69 runs going into last night's game. They have been unbelievably on.
Yeah, they hit more home runs in the first six game of the year than any other team in history, and they did it by four or five home runs.
But they're not the Dodgers who lost for the first time yesterday.
They are not. They are not.
I
so.
Have to ask you real quick, who do you want to be quarterback of this football team next year? Come on.
The person I wanted to be quarterback is no longer an option. Honestly, at this point in time, Mason Rudolph.
Really?
Well, and here's my reasoning. I mean, he did good the last year. I think it's more about let's find an option for the long term.
Well, I'm going to give you a shocker, then I'm going to let you go to work because I know you love your football. The biggest day for me yesterday, and there was great women's basketball. There's the Final Four today and the men's. You got the Pens taking on Dallas today, all the Yankees in town. But watching Shedeur Sanders throw the football, I'm going to tell you. Now, we don't have Travis Hunter, although we've got DK Metcalf and Pickens. Remember where you heard it. If he is still around at the 10th pick, the Steelers are going to trade, maybe Pickens, go up and take him in the draft.
He's accurate.
He looked good.
Yeah.
And he could be a really good football player at the National Football League level. All right, let's get back to MediConnect, the Inside Connection. 888-818-6334. Go ahead.
Yeah, so want to get the seminars, the webinar out. Obviously helping a ton of people that are new to Medicare. So again, April 8th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville, Washington Pike. April 22nd, we're going to be at the Baird Cranberry offices on DeTille Road, Suite 320 in Cranberry Township. On the 29th, we're going to be at an Aspenwall Borough Building on Commercial Ave in Aspenwall. And then on the 6th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler, Benevent Square. And then the next webinar is April 9th, this coming Wednesday. You can reserve a spot in the 11 or 6 p.m. And again, this is if you're going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months. So maybe you're just turning 64. You're like, hey, I know I got to start thinking about this. Maybe you're thinking about working and you're like, oh, I'm not even going to bother. You're definitely going to want to get into the information so that you can make the right decision for you. You can call 888-818-6334 to register. You can go to MediConnect Insurance online, click the seminar tabs, and schedule, reserve the seminar that you want. So, but Rob, I wanted to spend a little bit of time in this segment talking about the advance notice and the final notice, which if we've got longtime listeners, they've heard those phrases before, but it's somewhat complicated stuff. So everybody at this time of year is like, man, I don't want to think about my insurance anymore, right? Like everything is, you know, I've got it set, I've picked my plan, unless they're going to be new to Medicare or they have an issue, you know. But right now, a lot of work is being done. And in February, the advance notice went out, which basically said what the reimbursement rate was going to be for the coming year, some changes they were looking to make with Medicare rules. And then this week, generally by the 7th of April, Rob, the final notice is going to come out. So there's been a lot of lobbying, a lot of conversation. Obviously, we just had Dr. Oz was, you know, sworn in for his role in Medicare and Medicaid services. But why this final notice is really important is because it determines how much money is going to go from Medicare ultimately into the Part C, Medicare Advantage Part D plans. As costs of healthcare rise, there's rising costs of reimbursements that they ultimately receive for the plans that they provide. And why this is important in layman's terms is if they have a low reimbursement, it puts more strain on the private insurance company and what they're able to offer in benefits, which could mean reduction in benefits. Okay. If there's a higher reimbursement, then there's more funds available. But Rob, when this happens, this final notice, they have to put a certain amount into the core benefits. So this would be the medical benefits. And then there's going to also be a rebate dollar that goes into this, and that's what they can spend on the supplemental benefits. So it's not like one big pot or whatever where they have to spend it all one way. They have specific ways they have to spend this reimbursement money. So really this week, we're going to be looking hard for when that comes out, where they settle on that, and we'll start unpacking it probably over the next month or so and kind of giving people a forecast. Last couple of years we've done this, we've been pretty spot on. Last year we said, hey, we're seeing that they're not going to be given as much reimbursement, which means we're going to see a regression in benefits. And the other thing they're trying to figure out with this, Rob, is how much the companies have to spend on Part D benefits with all the changes that are happening. And one other thing that I think is really interesting with this, Rob, too, is guess who else is taking a really close look at this final notice?
Who?
The physicians, the health systems.
Makes sense.
Because of the reimbursement rates that they might receive, if they're getting a cut, they're trying to decide, do we want to still continue being involved in contracting? So this is a big announcement that comes out every year. It's very, very important for us to get the information out when it's provided on what we can expect. Now, the initial or the advance notice that came out in February, Rob, was good news from the standpoint they were offering a higher reimbursement rate initially than they did the previous 2 years. So that was at least a good initial finding of what we could be looking at related to this. So again, we'll be unpacking this in greater detail. Again, we can't guarantee what the carriers are going to do. They're in the middle of the bid process now. They'll submit a bid. This will come out. They'll have to make changes based on what the reimbursement. It's very intricate, as you can imagine, and the star ratings all get figured in. But we're going to be first to the street to make sure people can have a foreshadowing of what they might be able to expect.
So do you think we're ever going to be steady as she goes, or there'll always be things like this? And it's one of the reasons why a lot of these people that sign up, they have to understand it's not one and done. You begin to build a relationship with these people.
Well, I look at it, if people really think about it, every year they're changing their insurance before they go on Medicare, right? You know, now, again, it's not at their own catalyst, if you will. They're not the ones that are maybe pushing that. It's the company trying to get the best rates for them and for their employees. But there's a continual changing of insurance, you know, and it's definitely in flux, right? You know, healthcare could be, I think we would all agree, healthcare in our country could be improved. For what we are as a country, where we stand on certain lists, there's things that we can do better. But yeah, it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's definitely not a one-time decision. And we even encourage people, be loyal to yourself, be loyal to yourself, be loyal to yourself. We've had people who've come to us and said, I like my plan, but it really doesn't have enough dental for me this year. Is there another plan out there that I can get the dental work that I need to get done? And they'll switch for 1 year to get the dental coverage that they want, right? And, you know, again, I think people need to be smart and utilize the options that are available for them for their benefit.
And this is what they can do for you at MediConnect. They can build the right plan for you. They know them all. They've talked about them all. They've experienced them all. But they'll find the exact one that is good for you. Now, here's their number. Live advisor standing by if you want to set up an appointment, and there is never a charge for their services. It's 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. What are we going to do when we come back?
Actually going to dig into Original Medicare as we're getting into the season where we're talking more about people that are new to Medicare and whatnot. We want to dive into that. That's part A and B.
It's Original Medicare when we continue with the Inside Connection. Lance O'Brien hosting today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
We are going to go to the phones. This is something this guy loves to do. So if you guys have any questions about your health care, Medicare in particular, call us right now, 866-391-1020. And off to Hookstown we go to say hello to Wayne. Wayne, good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Wayne.
Lance, I heard you talk about your situation with someone basically getting a reimbursement of $2,200 from their agency. And I have a dental situation that has come up that I would like to pursue. I thought about calling you off air, but your thoughts on basically I have paid full price for a implant and crown. And after one third of that operation, my good doctor has passed away, and the money has already been paid to them, and it's now in probate. And I would like to find out if there's anything I can do for reimbursement through my provider, and also back to the probate and the dental practice.
So sorry to hear about that. First of all, it's a little bit different situation than we started at the front of the show, because this was a specific commitment that the insurance carrier had made but wasn't really following through. Yours seems more like a scenario, and you can correct me, Wayne, if I'm wrong in my understanding, but you know, you more or less paid up front. Now the doctor that was going to do the work is no longer available. Maybe no one else is in the practice, and you're trying to, you know, get the money back so maybe you can get it done somewhere else. Am I understanding correctly?
That's exactly correct. Yes. He was a good friend. He was a healthy person. He was actually my age. And I am looking for something. I was getting ready to write a letter to, I know that they're closing up shop. They've already let me know that. It was a good company. He was a good doctor. And I'm just wondering if there's any way I can get, I went through a finance company and they paid everything up front and they can't do anything for me. I need to still pay them the money that we're talking about. And I would like to explore the possibility with you folks. Plus explore the possibility of getting a better better dental coverage. You mentioned that in a subsequent conversation you had. So,
yeah. So, I mean, again, I think this is unfortunately a scenario where, you know, are they going to, I'm sure you have all the paperwork and everything. Are they going to honor the fact that the procedure wasn't finished? So it sounds like to me it's going to become, and you've already referenced it, a legal issue, you know? So, I mean, we're willing to help if we can. I mean, we'd need to get a little bit more detail on the situation, which we can do offline and see if we can help you. But it's really going to come down to, can you prove that, you know, you paid for the procedure and it didn't get done? And then is there going to be money for them to give back to you at that point in time?
And that would be twofold. One would be through the probate, and the other one would be through my carrier, or, you know, my provider.
Yeah, and that's the stuff we'd probably grab off air. So, yeah, I would connect with our client experience department. You could call the main number if you want to and just say, hey, you called in and spoke, and we'll do what we can to help for sure.
All right. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the call, and good luck with that. 888-818-6334. If you all have any questions, you can reach Lance right now in real time at 866-391-1020. Okay, here we go. Let me get to the seminars real quick. Don't forget, these are free seminars, but you have to register. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. April the 8th, these are all at 6 o'clock. Holiday Inn Express, Pittsburgh, Bridgeville, Washington Pike Road. April 22nd, Baird Offices, Cranberry. That's Duluth Road, Suite 320. 29th and at 6 p.m., the Aspenwall Borough Building. That's on Commercial Avenue in Aspenwall. And then May 6th at 6, Hampton Inn and Butler. That is going to be taking place as well. All of them at 6. Best way to register, they are free, but you got to register, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Original Medicare. The reason I wanted to do that today is because I want to make sure people understand the foundation of their health insurance and retirement. And that's the way I really like to explain it, Rob. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a foundation. I want to have a good foundation, right? I want to make sure that the house I'm living in is secure, but I want walls and a roof and maybe a little man cave here or there, right? You know, I want people that are listening today, if you're thinking about Medicare or wanting to understand your Medicare, you have to think about Original Medicare, which is, again, Part A and B, as the foundation only of your Medicare. And the reason it's referred to as Original Medicare is because when Medicare started in 1965, there was only Part A and Part B. There was no C and D, which we hear a lot about now, that started in 2006. So let's talk a little bit about that red, white, and blue card, because that's really what we're referring to here. So first thing is let's talk about, what does Part A and B cover? When people get their card in the mail, Rob, it's going to say Part A hospital, Part B medical. Now, if I said that to you, what would you think that covers?
The basics, right?
The basics, right? So you'd think hospital, okay, Part A covers admission into a hospital, right? But you wouldn't think probably it covers anything else. But that's not necessarily, well, it's not true. It's not true. Part A covers inpatient services. And that's really the easiest way for people to remember. So it is an admission to the hospital, but it's also an admission into a skilled nursing facility, not nursing home, right? Because Medicare doesn't cover nursing home at all. But we're talking, say that you need, you've had hip replacement, you need 24/7 rehab, right? So they're going to send you to a facility that is going to keep you there for a week or two while they're giving you around the clock PT and just looking to help you get to full care. So inpatient in a hospital, inpatient in a skilled nursing facility, inpatient in your own home, Rob. Home health care.
I love that.
Yeah, that's covered by Part A. And then hospice. Whether the hospice occurs in your own home or at a facility, that's covered by Part A. So again, just to review really quickly, hospital, skilled nursing, home health care, and hospice is covered by Part A. So don't think of Part A hospital, think of Part A as inpatient services. Okay. Now, for most people, they don't pay a monthly premium for Part A. All right. That's what, when you pay, if you look at your pay stubs over your lifetime, you're like, man, I'm spending so much money on taxes, you know, which I think a lot of people feel. Well, one of those taxes is Medicare. That's going, that amount they're taking out is going ahead to pay your Part A premium. Now, you have to work 40 quarters during your lifetime or 10 years to qualify for premium-free Part A. So you can get the outpatient services for no monthly premium as long as you work 10 years. Now, if you don't, you can be married to someone who did. So you can kind of be grandfathered in based on your marriage. Now, here's an important point to understand in that scenario, because we just ran across this with an individual. They have to be eligible for retirement benefits for you to be able to be grandfathered off of them. What does that mean? Let me say this again in the simplest terms. The couple we ran into, she was 65. She didn't have enough working quarters. Her spouse was 60. When do you start qualifying for retirement benefits? At 62. So she was 65. He was 60. She didn't have the working quarters. For 2 years, she has to pay her Part A premium, which for her, because she had at least 30, was about $300 a month for her to pay for her Part A. Okay. Still cheaper in her scenario because he was paying, you ready? He was paying about $900 a month for her to be on his insurance through his company. Right. So I know, a lot of money, crazy, crazy amounts of money. So no premium. Here's the problem with Part A is there's a lot of out-of-pocket expense. I go to the hospital. I don't have any private insurance, Rob. I got to pay a deductible of $1,600. A little over that, actually. I have a prolonged hospital stay. Once I get to day 61, I got to pay over $400 a day to stay in the hospital. Once I get to day 91, over $800 a day. And again, we can get lost in the numbers, but here's what I want people to know. It's free to have, but it's not free if you use it. And there's no maximum out-of-pocket. And people get confused a lot, Rob, between what's a deductible and what's a maximum out-of-pocket. Deductible is what you pay before the insurance company pays anything, right? That's your responsibility. So if I went into the hospital on Part A, I have to pay, and I don't have any private insurance, I got to pay that $1,600, right? But the fact that there's no max out-of-pocket means there's no end in sight to the bills that I would pay when I go to the hospital. And the reason I really wanted to take the time to explain at least Part A, and we'll dig into a little bit more Part B as well, is people are like, you know, I go on to Medicare. I want to keep my original Medicare, but I can't afford a supplement. Because supplements for some people, supplements are great, incredible insurance, right? We write a lot of people on supplements. But for some people, they can't afford supplements. Because think about it this way, Rob. They have to also get their Part B. Part B is $185 for most people. A supplement's going to be somewhere between $100 and $150. That's about $300, $350 a month. What if they're living on the average Social Security check of about $1,700? That's where it gets difficult for people.
It's amazing. This is what they do every day. And if you need help or you're in any of these categories, call now. Get that appointment set up. Never charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. We're going to dive in a little bit more to Plan B in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. All right, Part B, a little bit more on that. We're going to get to that. But we're also going to give you the seminars one more time, too, as well. So if you will, Mr. Lance O'Brien, here are these seminars. And again, they're free, but you got to register. You can do so by dialing 888-818-6334, going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab. Lance.
Yeah, and I'm sure people out there every week, they listen, they're like, why do they do the seminar so much? We have such a high turnout to these seminars because it's in an hour. You're going to get the basics of Medicare that is really going to help launch your ability to make great decisions, not only around timeline, when you should do it, if you should do it or not do it, depending on if you're going to keep working, things related to your budget. So that's why we talk about it a lot. Rob, this past week on our webinar, we had 255 people registered. It was our largest registration yet. So just a lot of people really clamoring for this basic information. So if that's you, April 8th at 6 p.m., we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. Washington Pike, April 22nd. We're gonna be at Baird and Cranberry offices on the Till Road, Cranberry Township. And again, all these are at 6 o'clock. April 29th, Aspenwall Borough Building, Commercial Ave in Aspenwall. And on the 6th, we're gonna be at Hampton Inn Butler, Benevent Square. And then the next webinar is this Wednesday, April 9th at 11 and 6.
How do they participate in the webinar?
So in the webinar, both the seminar and the webinar, you go to MediConnectInsurance.com, and there'll be a pop-up right there where you can register for the webinar. You can go to the seminars tab and do the same thing. All and right. They can also, Rob, if they want to skip that and they're like, hey, you know what, I'd rather just meet with someone, because we have people do that all the time. They can go right to the website and they can schedule a direct appointment and they'll get the initial appointment. Some people don't want to be in a room full of other people, right? They want to just get their individual questions answered. We have tons of people that do that as well.
All right. Again, very simple. 888-818-6334, but MediConnectInsurance.com for the webinar. And you can also register for those free seminars, but you have to register. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on that seminars tab. All right, more on Part B.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit last segment about Part A. You know, again, trying to make it as simple as possible. Inpatient services, hospital, skilled nursing, home health care, hospice, usually no monthly premium for people because they've got their 40 working quarters or can get their eligibility from a spouse, free to have, but not free to use, right? There's a cost connected with it. And really the big thing is no max out of pocket. A hospital stay with only the red, white, and blue card. If for some reason you had to go in there for 150 days straight, it would cost you over $60,000 and you would have to pay every part of it. Crazy. Part B, and there's a point that I'm going towards here after I explain Part B, because I think this is important. Part B, that's your medical, that's your outpatient services. So that's my doctor's visits, whether it's my PCP or specialists, it's blood work, it's anything that's done in an outpatient setting. So PT, podiatrist, it could be the emergency room, ambulance, outpatient surgery like carpal tunnel, it could be injections into the knee that are covered by insurance. Like cortisone shots, things of that nature. So anything that happens in an outpatient setting. Now, this one's not free. There is a monthly premium for Part B. Most people pay $185. There's two ways you can pay less. One is if you qualify for Medicare and Medicaid. Medicaid is state assistance based on your finances, where the state will pay your Part B premium. The other way, and we always like to talk about this, is if you're a veteran, Rob, and you have VA benefits or TRICARE, there are ways now that you can reduce some of that $185 premium for Part B. So that's a good thing. If you're a veteran out there and you want to learn more about that, give us a call. Some people pay more, though, for their Part B based on their income. They can pay more than $185, and we help people understand if that's going to be them or not. But then once you figure out what your premium is, you're responsible to pay the Part B deductible of $257, and then there's a 20% coinsurance on every Part B service, and no max out of pocket here. And here's where I really want to drill down to, and why I want, if you're going to take anything away from it, listen close the next minute or so. It's the foundation of your healthcare. It gives you opportunity to get treatment for your inpatient and your outpatient services. But because there's no max out of pocket, if you don't have any type of private insurance, it can get incredibly expensive, Rob. It's why bankruptcy is medical bankruptcy is the number one form of bankruptcy in our country. Medical bills, right? And here's what people think. All right, I've got the Medicare. I can't afford a supplement. So I'm just going to keep the red, white, and blue card and do nothing else. That is the most dangerous thing that somebody can do, because then there's no parachute for them. And they might have heard someone say, well, don't do an Advantage plan because you want to stay on original Medicare. At least doing a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan is going to give you a safety net of a max out of pocket. And the biggest fear I have for people that go on to Medicare is they don't get anything at all. If they can afford a supplement, great. Many people choose an Advantage plan because they think it's a better value. It's an individual decision. But if you're listening today and all you have is the red, white, and blue card, you do need to understand that there is significant risk with that should you have major medical issues. It's only the foundation. It's not a house, Rob.
And listen, here's what people have to understand. You and I were just talking about this because of the passing of Val Kilmer. I'm 68, 65. You're a lot younger, but you're in that ballpark, okay? Life is fragile. And when you get older, no matter if you work out and you eat right, if you're older, there is a better chance than not that something could happen. So you might as well just be prepared.
I think people should get the best coverage that they can afford.
It's definitely worth it.
The problem is sometimes they don't know what that is. And that is really where we come in.
That's why you would not do anything but yourself a great favor and beyond by calling that number. If you're listening right now and all this stuff is going through your mind, put your mind at ease. Make the call, 888-818-6334. And you don't pay anything for the appointment. Go and sit with them. Go to the webinar. Find out about that. Go to one of these seminars. You're going to be absolutely at peace knowing you made the right decision.
Yep. Best, I'll say one more time because I think it's so important. I think everybody should be in a position to get the best coverage that they can afford. They just need to know how to be able to do it. And that's really the passion that we approach it with. We don't want to make somebody's insurance decision for them, but we want to put them in a position to make a great decision for themselves.
Listen, people are going to be more surprised than not what you can do for them. And look, when you're on a fixed income, you and I were just talking off the air. I live a completely different lifestyle now because I'm preparing myself for life after work.
Yeah.
And no matter what anyone says, you can have the best advisors, this and that. But to be able to live like you were when you were working, most people don't do that. It's impossible for most people. And that includes me. You have to learn to live within your means. And if you can save me $100 here or $100 there, that's going to go a long way. And that's what most people are like, boy, I wish I would have come to you sooner.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think it's good to note this as well. There's many people that we sit with that we are able to do something with them. We're able either to improve their coverage and they pay the same amount and they're happy with that. I'll pay the same amount of money if I can get even better coverage. For other people, it's, okay, I need to save money, you know, and keep similar benefits. Can you do that for me? Right. So like we're really looking to create that option for individuals.
Good stuff. Okay. Run the seminars one more time and tell everybody what they need to know about MediConnect. Then we'll call it a day. Go ahead.
Yeah. So April 8th, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Express, Pittsburgh. Again, two easiest ways to do this. Call the number 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Tons of online content there. Seminars tab will get you to all the information you need. April 22nd at 6 p.m., the Baird offices in Cranberry. Great partnership that we have with them. April 29th at 6 p.m., Aspenwall Borough Building on 217 Commercial Ave in Aspenwall. And then May 6th at 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, Butler, Benevin Square. And then the webinar, you can also register for that. Next one is this Wednesday, April 9th.
And if you're thinking about buying Firestone tires, today would be the day.
Today would be the day. 1923, this day in history, the inflatable tire.
I want to do more of that in America. I want all these products. I want to live again. I want to see manufacturing pop up, people going to work. I want to see that, you know?
Listen, I know there's, and I, you know me, I try to stay out of the political fray, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now around tariff, right? You know, for me, it's like, you know, I'm hopeful around everything that's happening, but I know what's trying to be done, right? You know, which is we're trying to bring manufacturing and jobs back here instead of paying other people. Listen, it's always better if you can be self-sufficient than have to depend on other people.
And listen, I'm not saying I agree with everything either.
Yep.
But I do.
I'm right there with you.
I think they're trying to make it so Medicare is strong 30 years from now, and Social Security is strong 30 years from now, and also give people to where that Social Security becomes like an add-on to their pension because they've worked in a manufacturing plant for 30, 35 years.
Yeah, and I look at it this way, and I don't know how much time we have left, but I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who was totally against all the tariffs, and I was listening to him, and I was like, you know, I get where you're coming from, and I just said, you know, the pathway forward is not usually painless, right? You know, if I got myself in the same level of debt that our country has, it would cause me a lot of pain to get out of that debt. That's basically where we're at.
Well, at least something's being done. At least everybody's communicating. That's the whole key. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stay with us. News next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.